Good afternoon. We're back with Say It in Spanish. This is your segment to practice learning some Spanish phrases, and the theme is around verbs. We will pick a verb every week and have some phrases brought to you in the present tense, past tense, future tense, and in some cases some verbs are very useful in the command form, the imperative form. Today's verb is going to be sentir, and in reflexive form is sentirse. And before we start, let me go around the room here and introduce ourselves. My name is Ray, and beside me we start with...
I'm Sarah.
Yeah. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Doña Audrey.
Hey, Doña Audrey, como siempre. Okay, so
Did you give us your
name? Yes, I did. I said it was Ray.
Right.
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, so you will hear different voices, just to give you an idea that there's a different person. It's not one person making different sounds. We actually do have different people here, which is all a volunteer effort, and we thank each and every one of you for being here. I thank you for being here to help me with this. Bringing out to you the verb sentir, sentirse. Okay, and if it's reflexive, we're going to say the subject pronoun and a reflexive pronoun that goes with the verb. First of all, let's hear the combination and how it goes, and go around and pick one. Sarah, take the first one.
Yo me siento.
Okay. We're using the verb in the present tense. Go around to the second person, Sydney.
Tú te sientes.
Okay, Doña Audrey. The third group of he and she and you formal is going to be what?
Usted se siente.
Okay, and we is going to be what, Sarah?
Nosotros nos sentimos.
Okay, and then the last group there, which is going to be they or you all, how's it going to sound, Sydney?
Ustedes se sienten.
Okay, so if you were not familiar with the verb, reflexive form of a verb, you heard me, te, se, and nos. And we have to recognize them as going jointly with the subject pronoun, yo, tú, usted, and so on. Nosotros, ellos, ustedes. Okay. So if that was the present tense, let's hear the way the verb is going to change in the past tense, pretérito. Again, start to Sarah. I felt.
Yo me sentí.
You felt, Sydney.
Tú te sentiste.
And he or she or you, formal, Miss Audrey.
Usted se sintió.
Okay. And we felt.
Nosotros nos sentimos.
And Sydney, they or you.
Ustedes se sintieron.
Muy bien. Okay, so notice how the sounds change. Our voices change, so did the sound of the verb. So follow along. Yeah. Now, the future, we will say it again. Go down from the first person, I, and listen to the full infinitive form of the verb plus the ending. Say that.
Yo me sentiré.
Okay. And you, Sydney?
Tú te sentirás.
Okay. And third group is Audrey.
Usted se sentirá.
Mm-hmm. And we?
Nosotras nos sentiremos.
Okay. And then they would be what?
Ustedes se sentirán.
Okay. So there you heard the different sounds of the verbs and tears. The infinitive, there's not command form to
feel this.
Feel. Yeah. Well, that changes to the verb to touch,
right.
To feel. Right. So we're not going to. And that verb doesn't belong here. Yeah. Now, the verb sentir is very commonly used within the reflexive form, which is sentirse. And we heard the pronouns. me for myself, nos for ourselves, te for yourselves, se for yourselves, and se for himself, herself, or yourself. Okay. Now, there's some expressions that we can learn from this. The sense. What is that?
El sentido.
Okay, that's el sentido. It's a noun, right? The sense. The senses, then we change it a little bit. How does it sound?
It sounds like los sentidos.
Sí, los sentidos. Okay, now, very common expression would be, how do you feel? How do you feel? We ask the whole, how do you understand me saying that?
¿Cómo se siente usted?
Oh, yes. ¿Cómo se siente usted? Yes. I feel sick.
Qué lástima.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Me siento enfermo.
Yeah, me siento mal. Yeah, you can say me siento mal or me siento enfermo, which I don't feel that, right? I don't feel well today. No me siento bien. So I don't feel well.
No me siento bien.
No me siento bien hoy. Mm-hmm. Sí. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So eso es, that's a true fact, because I am suffering from penicillin poisoning. So I had a severe reaction to penicillin, so no me siento bien. So I'm taking another drug to combat that. Sí, estoy tomando otra droga para sentirme mejor, so I can feel better.
Right.
Yeah. So notice how switched, how sentir goes, para sentirme mejor, to feel better.
Okay.
But let's put it in simple expressions so the listener can say the phrase. If I want to say, I feel well today, how does that sound, Sarah?
Me siento bien hoy.
Okay. If I want to ask the question, how do you feel? It can be expressed three different ways. Sydney, tell me the informal way. How does it go?
¿Cómo te sientes tú?
Okay. Or formal would sound how?
¿Cómo se siente usted?
Okay. Notice how all that changes. And then the third way would be plural form. How would that go?
¿Cómo se sienten ustedes?
Okay, so notice how the how do you feel can be expressed three different ways in Espanol. Huh? Okay, I feel fine, or I feel, or we feel fine, or okay. Doña Audrey, how do we say that?
Nos sentimos bien.
Nos sentimos bien. So we bring into use the reflexive pronoun, nos. We ourselves feel well. They feel well too.
Ellos se sienten bien también.
Sí, they feel well too. Ellos se sienten bien también. Okay. So there we use different forms of the verb sentir in the present. Let's put together something for the past tense. And let's have a phrase here. I felt bad when you didn't call. Sydney, ¿cómo se dice?
Me sentí mal cuando no llamaste.
Me sentí mal cuando no llamaste. I know Miss Audrey would have said that if I had not showed up and I didn't call, ¿verdad?
You would have felt, por supuesto.
You would have felt bad. I almost didn't make it either. Yeah. Okay, so the question is, you would ask me, Doña Audrey, how did you feel? This isn't what, notice, did you feel, is in the past tense. How do you feel was present? So how did you feel is past? So how does the verb sound now?
¿Cómo te sentiste?
Okay, that's informal. And then the formal would be what?
¿Cómo se sintió?
Okay, ¿cómo se sintió? And then if you ask us all together, how did you all feel, would be what?
¿Cómo se sintieron?
Sí, ¿cómo se sintieron? So, we never leave behind the me, te, se, and all that. Nos. We utilize it, the reflexive pronoun.
Right.
Okay? So, we have to account for those. Oh, we felt better when you called. ¿Cómo se dice, Sarah? We felt.
Nos sentimos mejor cuando llamaste.
Okay, notice here that we is sentimos, and it is the same in the present and the past. If you go back to listen to the presentation, that form of the verb is the same, has the same spelling, but the context tells you that is the past. Yeah, sentimos. The future will sound a little bit different. I will feel better when I get home. How would I say that, Doña Audrey?
Me sentiré mejor cuando llegue a casa.
Okay. Sentiré.
Me sentiré mejor. Okay.
Will you feel better if I call you? How would you say that, Sydney?
¿Te sentirás mejor si te llamo?
Okay, will you? Like we discussed in the first segment, is the future, so sentirás is your form. Doña Audrey, if you recall the first segment, te sentirás, we have two ways of saying, are you going to feel better? ¿Cómo se dice?
¿Vas a sentir mejor?
Sí, te vas a sentir mejor. Yes. So that's the same way. Will you feel better? Or
so
you going to feel better?
Te vas a sentir.
Sí.
The te is in front of the vas.
Sí.
Te vas a sentir.
Yes. And this is the key thing, that the reflexive pronoun will go right before the verb.
Right.
Okay. So whether you say, are you going to, te vas a sentir, or will you feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Te sentirás mejor? Okay. So yes, te goes before when asking the question.
How would you say, do you want to feel better?
También. You put the te before
te
want.
Quieres?
Te quieres sentir mejor?
Sentir mejor.
Sí. Sí, give me a pill, I feel better. Dame una pastilla, me siento mejor. Sí, es lo que me dijo el farmacéutico. ¿Te quieres sentir mejor? Do you want to feel better? Sí, naturally. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yes, and this is just every, we meet people on the street and, yes, how do you feel today? How do you ask that? Sarah and Sydney, you have the conversation. How do you feel today? And you respond to her.
Okay.
Sarah?
¿Cómo te sientes hoy?
Me siento bien, gracias.
Okay, so that's a typical expression that we can just utilize. If we know the person, you ask about their wellness, their health. How do you feel today? ¿Cómo te sientes hoy?
Well, frequently in English we will say, hi, how are you?
Yes, but if we know the person was ill or something.
Right, do you have something similar? You say,
hola, 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 ¿cómo está?
¿Cómo está?
Sí, sí, that would
how
be
are
it.
You?
Yeah, how
just
are
rather
you?
Than how do you feel?
Sí, sí.
Okay.
Yes. To next week, you may ask me, do I feel better? Yeah, talking about how I felt today, and I should get better for next week. Yeah. So that's how you use sentirse. You talk about how one feels. Sentirse. To feel well or to feel ill. Okay, that's what the verb identifies. Okay, so let's go back to the...
Let me ask a question about el sentido, because right away I start to think of, would you use that for saying the sixth sense?
Mm-hmm.
How would you say sixth?
Sexto sentido.
Sexto sentido.
Sixth sense. Yeah.
And how about sensitive?
Oh,
does that come out of the same frame, or that's different?
No, that's different.
Okay.
They'd be like, they wouldn't be the same form.
Right.
Have that.
It would be something else.
Mm-hmm. Sí. So to be sensitive.
Because we're talking about feeling, and how about feeling emotions? I feel sad. Me siento triste?
Sí, me siento. Sí, yes. So you, how one feels, if you feel, this is not talking just about illness, but the emotions, like you said, okay. Me siento triste, I feel sad. ¿Cómo se dice, I feel happy? Okay, someone give me that phrase, I feel happy.
Me siento feliz.
Me siento feliz, me siento alegre, me siento contento. All of that is a positive note, ¿verdad? Me siento.
Me siento calma, calm.
Calmada.
Calmada.
Calmada. Okay. Calm. Yeah.
Peaceful. Tranquil.
Tranquila. Tranquila. Tranquila.
Okay. Tranquila. Okay. Me siento tranquila.
Me siento tranquila. That's a very good way to feel. Calmada. Okay. So this is expressions of feeling, feelings. Okay. Not just illness or wellness, but feelings. So.
Can you say me siento amor?
No.
I feel love. Suppose you want
siento
to say,
amor.
I feel...
Siento amor, no me siento, siento
amada.
Amor. Me siento amada, sí.
Ajá.
Sí.
Enamorada.
Me siento enamorada.
Okay.
I feel in love. So you can make expressions with feelings and different descriptive words that go with it. How you feel. Muy bien. So do we have time to go back and review the verbs? And let's... but let's remind ourselves the list, the order that the pronouns, the subject pronoun, reflexive pronoun, are going to pair off. Let's just read the pronouns and then go through the using the verb. I, and now it's going to be what?
Yo me siento.
Yo me. Okay, let's just use the yo me. So, and then we tag on the verb. And you is going to be what, Sydney?
Tú, te.
Okay. And the third group, he or she?
Él or ella or usted, se.
Okay. And we is going to be what?
Nosotros, nos.
And then they, it would be what?
Ellos, se, ellas, se, o ustedes, se.
Okay. Now, important thing to notice here that se, we used it in the singular form pronoun, he or she, él, ella, se, and then they, the plural, ellos, se.
Okay.
So, se, you have to recognize that it goes in singular form, plural form. Yeah. The nos only goes with we. Yeah. Y me only goes with what?
Yo.
Okay. And then te only goes with what?
Tú.
Tú. Okay. So keep those in that order. Now let's read now across in the first person. I feel, I felt, I will feel. Sarah, read that to me across.
Yo me siento, me sentí, me sentiré.
Sentiré. Okay, and Sydney, you informal would be what?
Tú te sientes. Pretérito would be tú te sentiste, and el futuro would be tú te sentirás.
Very good. Okay, now he or she or you formal, Doña Audrey, would be what?
Él se siente, ella se sintió. Usted se sentirá.
Okay. So those are your three forms. And then we, Sarah, take it across for we.
Nos sentimos, y nos sentiremos.
Okay. Now you hear two sentimos there, identical, right? All right. Now the last group would be what, Sydney?
Ellos sienten. Ellas sintieron.
Well, okay, no, don't forget to say the se part
there. Sorry. Ellos se sienten. Ellas se sintieron. And ustedes se sentirán.
Yes, sentirán. Okay, so yes, and that's how the verb changes. And that's in those three simple forms. Remember, a verb has 14 tenses, and we're not dealing with all of that. But before we end, I wanted to pass on information that if you're listening out there and don't want to call to be on the air, because if you call, you're on the air with us, for people listen to you, I created an email address, and it is radio.spanish@yahoo.com. If you send me your email of your interest, what you would like to hear, or your comments of what you heard, send them to me there, and we will try to read them the following week. And if we get busy with that address, I will bring my laptop here, and we will be tuned in as the emails come in. So we may be able to upgrade and be on time, give you a response on the air on your questions or interests or comments about this segment, Say It in Spanish. Okay?
That is one of the exciting things about volunteer community radio, particularly when you have such good volunteers coming in, that we are always developing and adding new things. The segments that you're listening to are put up regularly on the website, www.communityradio.coop. You click on the drawing by Doug Marlette that takes you to the program schedule. Scan down on Mondays to 4 and 4:30, and you can listen both to Dime Lo en Inglés and to Say It in Spanish anytime. We might be a week or two behind, but we do get them all up there. We have quite a few shows up there now between the two. We have at least 8 or 10 shows.
And you download the voice, and then you can also go to another part and download the script.
We now have a wonderful new volunteer. I don't mention people's names unless they give me prior permission. But if she's listening, she knows who she is, who is going to do particularly the Say It in Spanish vocabulary, because I was having trouble getting it to line up right. And she has a little bit more expertise than I do, and I've emailed her all our scripts, and she's going to do them all. Good. Nice and neat and pretty. So if you go to the program schedule and you click on the show title, it will bring you to a page where you can both go to the downloads to hear the shows and go to the vocabulary. We're pretty much up to date with the vocabulary for Dime Lo en Inglés, because that was in a straight form. We have Say It in Spanish has it in a little bit of different form. So,
and if you're listening to this conversation right now, you heard today's program, this is exactly what you will hear when you do the download.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Whatever we talked on the air.
Yes.
So if you call us, your voice can be there too.
That's right.
But
that's
if you
right.
email us, I'm going to make the promise I will not disclose any names. We will not disclose your name. But we are very interested in your comments and your opinions, ideas
right.
to promote, give us new thoughts for the future.
You can call us 929-9601 during any of the shows. And Ray, give us the email address again.
The email address will be radio, R-A-D-I-O, dot Spanish. And this is all lowercase at yahoo.com.
That's great. What are we going to study next week?
Next week, we're going to tackle the verb to be. To be or not to be.
Ser and estar.
Ser and estar.
Interesting.
So we're going to do one at a time.
Right.
So we're going to concentrate 1 week with ser, the next week with estar, and we'll distinguish between the two. And in Espanol, that is the most troublesome verb.
Uh-huh. To distinguish.
Yes, to grasp, to get a handle on.
Right.
Yes, because they deliver different meanings.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be talking a little bit about that. Simple phrases just to get you introduced to the verb.
And the word, as always, is practice, practice, practice. Don't be shy. Don't be self-conscious. It's a beautiful language. It's a simple language in many ways. And every person, every native Spanish-speaking person I have ever met has been incredibly kind and patient with me as I've tried to express and learn. So jump in there and
I try to be practice. Slow and patient to give you enough time to digest what we're doing. So hasta luego, this is Ray and saying
adios. Ciao.
Till next week.